Well, hi everybody. It's Sunday afternoon, the 28th of July. It's a very, very, very hot day. And I have the duty, but I'm off duty right now. I don't have any cases pending or anything. Things have been terribly quiet for the past couple of weeks, and everyone sort of is just waiting, holding their breath, because they think that possibly there might be some shocks, attack being, they're getting ready for the VC, getting ready for some attack. So I'm just sort of sitting here waiting. Oh, I was thinking ahead when I said sharks. They were going to have swim call today. Of course, as I mentioned before, we don't go to it, the women, but the men do. But they called it off because the lookout sighted sharks. So they decided that discretion was a better part of valor and not to have it. But they're supposed to have a steak cookout between 3 and 7, I guess, or 3 and 6 this afternoon up on the 03 level. And I don't know that I'm going to go because it's terribly hot and that heat just exhausts me, really. So I think what I'll probably do is go down and make a sandwich for myself if they've got some bologna or something like that. And that will be fine. I'm not crazy about eating out in the hot sun, and by the time you get the steak and everything, it's kind of cold. And so I guess I probably will do that. I don't know. And having the duty, you know, I just am. When I have the duty, even though we're not busy, I just sort of sit and wait. And this is the slowest we've ever been. Of course, it's great to a degree, you know. I mean, it's great because, you know, that we aren't getting casualties, but it's kind of hard otherwise. Although I find plenty to keep me busy, I might add. First of all, let me say that the caps arrived, the hats that were made, along with the pictures, and of course I love the pictures. I think that they're awfully good, and the one of Kathy is adorable. She really is a darling-looking kid, isn't she? And I was thrilled to get them. Before I go on, let me check this. Everything seems to be okay. Well, anyhow, to continue. And also, I got the bathing cap, Dad, and thank you very much, and I really appreciate it, and this is really going to give you a laugh. Last year when I was in South Carolina, I bought a bathing cap, the exact same bathing cap you picked out for me, except it was white, and of course it had pretty well deteriorated, and that's why I needed a new one, and it's amazing that you should have picked out one, blue one, just like exactly what I would have picked out myself. I think that it either it shows you know me very well, or you looked at something and said, that's the craziest thing going, that's what my daughter would wear. But I was, of course, delighted to get it, and thank you very much. I don't know when I'll get to go swimming again, but if the opportunity arises, it'll be soon. Well, I have kind of a lot to tell you this tape. I don't know if I'll be able to fill the whole tape up, but I have a fair amount of news. And it's the last time I taped. I don't know how often you're getting the tapes. I don't know how often the mail is going off. But anyhow, I'm hopeful that you get it fairly often. So thanks again for the bathing cap and for the other caps. And I do hope you had a good time at the beach. It sounded like you thoroughly enjoyed yourself and with Anne and Flurry. And I hope that by this time, whether you receive the dresses or that you've tried the dresses on and that you like them, and I'm sure the golf balls will be all right, Dad. I know that you'll be happy with them. And I didn't really think you wanted any of those Eagle golf balls. However, let's see. As I said before, we have not been terribly busy. Casualties have been light, and some of the casualties we have been getting have been Vietnamese, and I'm always happy to see that because then it means that our kids aren't getting hit as hard, and after all, I do believe it's their war. Not that I want to see anyone hurt, but if I have to make a choice, my choice is there. Let's see. Last Tuesday, they had a beach party, and I was in port. I had had duty the night before, but hadn't been called out. Or I guess I got finished about 11 o'clock at night or something. So I went to the beach, and I don't know what's in the water. It must be some kind of a plant life or something that gets under your bathing suit and bites, and it's like mosquito bites, and you get all kinds of welts, and they're just now, these bites are from last Tuesday, and here it is Sunday, are just now disappearing at something, and they seem to bite like your midriff and places like that you really can't sit in public and scratch. But the water was, it was an overcast day. The sun wasn't out at all. We had had a couple of days of bad weather. There was a typhoon headed for Okinawa, and of course we either got the swells or the tail ends of it, I don't know which. And we had some seasick people, of course. Not your daughter, but we did have some seasick people. And I must say that it wasn't bad. You know, the motion of the ship wasn't bad at all in comparison to what it could be. It was just that it was constant. You know, it was for about 48 hours. So we pulled into Da Nang. Weather was kind of overcast, but it was cool by standards here. Not particularly cool at home, but cool by the standards here. So we went ashore anyway, and the water was heavenly. I told you before, at times it's around 85 degrees, so that it was probably about 70-ish, I guess, 72, 74, something like that. So that it wasn't too hot. It was a little bit refreshing anyhow. So I went in the water and did quite a lot of swimming. And you can see, even though we're about a 20-minute boat ride from the ship, the hospital ship, out in the harbor, you have a very good picture of it, and you can see it. Well, I didn't initially see this, although a lot of other people did. A chopper was bringing some patients in, and of course the one thing you worry about in a chopper is a landing and takeoff for fear that they won't have enough power and will go into the drink. And this chopper did not have permission to land because it was hovering so, and anyhow it lost power and its engine caught fire. And the fire was put out immediately, but it didn't have, I can't tell you how far it was from the shore, but it was at least a 20-minute boat ride. So you can't, the chopper couldn't land, of course, and one of the men in the chopper, in fact the corpsman, the hospital corpsman, jumped out, and one of our boats went out and picked him up and rescued him and did a very fine job. And then the chopper pilot, and he had, I think, 5 patients, or 11, I can't remember which now. They threw all other gear out of the plane that they possibly could, anything else they threw out of the plane. And this chopper pilot had to come from way out where the ship was into land. Of course, there were many of the choppers around to help in the event that they did go down. But he was like right skimming the water and going very, very slowly. It took him a long time, about 45 minutes to get in. But that pilot brought that chopper in. And I'm telling you, talk about hair-raising or breathtaking experiences. We all just sort of stood there and held our breath, and everybody was saved, and no one was hurt, and they didn't even, weren't even in the drink at all. And he landed, he put the plane down right in about, well, right at the shoreline, about 2 feet of water, I guess, put the chopper in. Of course, it saved the taxpayers a lot of money, too, and not losing a chopper. And really did a skillful piece of flying. And of course everyone was saved, which was a big thing, but it was just breathtaking. You know, it was like if you could have gone and put a rope around that chopper to help pull it in, you would have. It was so exciting. Oh, we were all just a nervous wreck until the thing got in, and everything was all right. It landed about 200 yards from where we were having the beach party. And of course everyone went over and took a look at it to see what was going on, and they had teams out right away so that the chopper could be salvaged. They have a little, the Seabees have a little club there. Oh, speaking of Seabees, you must think I'm out of my mind. Of course I was thrilled to hear Charlie and Marguerite and the children's voices. I was just so pleased. I just couldn't imagine when I heard Charlie's voice what was going on, and I thought it was just great that you got together. They are nice. The children are nice too. They really are. I think Marguerite did a fine job with them, and Charlie, too. I haven't seen anybody from his outfit. They're awfully busy, I think. They don't have the time to come out, and the Marines do, but they don't. So I haven't seen anyone from his organization, except, of course, Jack Mazzolini, and he's the one I told you from Holyoke. Well, let's see, where was I? I was telling you about the chopper landing. Well, they have a little open-air type of bar covered right overlooking the ocean, and we sat down there and had a couple of beers before we had to get the boat back, because it just felt like we were exhausted from getting that chopper in. But it was nice. I mean, it was nice sitting out there that day, and there was a nice wind, and I really enjoyed it. It wasn't that dead heat that we have here all the time. And that was on Tuesday. Then we were back on the line Wednesday and Thursday. And Friday, we came on back down to Da Nang Harbor. And I had the day off. And if you can get an escort, you can go ashore, which means you have to ask one of the men to take you. But you have to be escorted, and there are all kinds of rules and regulations about going into Da Nang. For example, you're not allowed to walk. You must be in a moving vehicle. And, of course, you're not allowed to buy at any native shops or anything like that, because none of the area is considered secure. Well, I think it's that they're afraid that they'll give you a booby trap, you know. Well, this, a couple of days before that Friday, because I didn't know whether I was going to be working all night. Had I been working all night, I couldn't have gone. But a couple of days before that Friday, I was talking to Commander Buckley, the man that teaches me Spanish, and I said, if I have a good reason, and if I have an escort, I can go ashore. And he said, well, you have half of it. You've got the escort. All you have to do is think up the reason. Well, that didn't take too much, you know. I said I had some friends ashore, which was true. So we got the boat about 8:45 into Da Nang. It was not as hot as it has been out here, you know, but it was still stifling. There's just no relief from the heat. It's just unbelievable. It's unbearable, too. The only breeze would be from the action of the boat, you know, going. Of course, we passed all kinds of Vietnamese boats and fishing nets, and I took some pictures. I hope they come out. And then when we got into Da Nang, and once you're into Da Nang, you're on your own. One of the other girls, a younger nurse, wanted to go ashore to meet some friend of hers who was a CB there to go to lunch with him, but of course she had to have an escort going in and out too. So we took her in and deposited her at the White Elephant, which is the landing, if you recall, where I came into. When I came in, I said I'd never cared if I saw Da Nang again, but, you know, after you're on board ship a couple of months, any kind of land looks good to you. So I went over to, we dropped her off at the 3rd Mav, and then took, I mean, off at the White Elephant, then took the boat over to 3rd Mav, which is right across the river. It's where the Marine, it's part of the Marine Air situation, helicopters and all. And we had to go in and pay our respects to Captain Stover, the senior medical officer there. And, of course, he said, well, maybe Miss Shea would like to see the 95th Evacuation Center. Oh, I thought I'm going to die my day off if I have to go and see another hospital. That's it. But we went over. They have a tape club there. And this tape club is, they take the tapes. Well, first of all, I guess you probably know that pre-recorded tapes that run for 3 hours run any place between $20 and $24, and we can get them in the exchanges overseas for about $13 or $14. Well, what these people do is they have a setup where they take these tapes. Of course, you don't have everything that you would want, maybe, and they pre-record them, and they only charge you $2.50, which is just 25 cents more than it would cost to have it to buy a plane long 1,800 feet tape without any music or anything on it. So it's just a great savings, but the only thing is that you can only get 5 a month, and there's all kinds of restrictions. But we went over there to see what kind of tapes they had, and I told this Commander Buckley that he was the biggest con artist I've ever met in my life, because even though it wasn't a day, you know, that he was supposed to sell tapes and all this business, this fellow got the tapes. Got the man to sell us the tapes for, I think, $5 or $12.50 or something like that, which is practically nothing. Anyhow, now I have about 30 pre-recorded tapes, so that if I ever have time to sit down and listen to them, it'll be a miracle. But when I get home and everything, I'll be in great shape. I have speakers now, too. I'm telling you, you didn't know your daughter was so mechanically inclined or electronically inclined. But However, be that as it may, we did get the tapes, and I was just thrilled to death that we were able to get them. And I have no particular complaint about anything. I'm feeling quite well. I'm just looking at something. Here, just a second, I want to check something. But anyhow, we spent quite a bit of time over there. Then I went over to the naval station in Da Nang and to the hospital set up, and I didn't get any pictures, I don't think, of the hospital over there, but that's all right. They haven't been very busy either, and I visited with Helen Brooks. She's a new chief nurse over there, and I knew her from Portsmouth, so we had a nice chat. And there are a couple of kids I put in the Navy. However, I didn't get to see them, but I did get to see Ann Barker, and she's lost all the weight that she'd gained while she was on recruiting duty, happily. Happily, she's lost it. And they seem to be in pretty good shape. I didn't stay there very long either. Then, transportation's a problem, and I don't remember if I told you coming into Da Nang. Why not? I guess maybe I didn't. But I was coming into Da Nang proper. It was such a shock, anyway. People laying all over the place, and it's so dirty and hot, and no one seems to be very friendly or help you, willing to help you out. I don't know what it is, but at least I felt that way. I felt, just shoved out into the cold until I got onto the ship. And I was never so glad to get any place in my life as I was on the ship. So this is what I was prepared for. And far from that, well, I think probably having Commander Buckley along helped, certainly. When I went to Third MAP, they provided a driver for us in a Jeep. We didn't go on Highway 1, but they provided a driver for us in a Jeep out to the Naval Hospital, and he persuaded this kid to stay for a few minutes until we finished our business at the hospital and take us over to China Beach, where they had an exchange. Some of the kids were out of stockings. I probably will be pretty soon, but before I... Now I'm in pretty good shape. I'll tell you what kind I want, if I decide that I need more stockings. So, white stockings it is. So, anyhow, we went out to China Beach, and I got some stockings for some of the girls. They only had one size, 9.5, and I'm not sure that there's not something wrong with the stockings, because they were 3 for $1.50, and they were Hanes, though, then. Hanes mesh, and that's a pretty good brand. So, I'm just hoping that they're all right. But for that price, you couldn't go wrong. And I bought some film, but they didn't have anything else. I was looking for something like a robe for Kath or something. They had some traditional Vietnamese dresses, but they were quite high, about $25, and just to hang around the house, and I couldn't see it, and so I didn't buy them. They wear these slacks with, or pants, like pajamas. Dresses.